Welcome back to Egg Day here on WILO. We're also streaming on HoosierLandTV.com, so you can catch us live right now. If you can't catch us live, you can catch us again. We're going to rebroadcast this program on HoosierLandTV.com on Wednesday, March 24th, which is National Ag Day, so you'll be able to catch us then as well. Adam, this is a guest that you've already had the pleasure of meeting, and I'll let you do the introductions, and I'm excited about this one.
That's right. He is no new face now. He is one of our All Things Ag guests. We did a whole program on All Things Ag, and it is my pleasure to introduce Evan Overbay from Highland Heights Farm, and it is a gym just south of the Gym City here. So I'm going to let Evan take over, introduce himself, and talk about a little bit about what they do out there.
Yeah, so thanks, Adam. We are a market farm just south of Frankfort here, and one of our specialties is we grow hydroponically. So we have a very large greenhouse, and a majority of what we grow is all in our greenhouse hydroponics, which is just simply we grow in water, and we grow 365 days a year. And then during the summer months, you'll see out on the farm are some of our traditional market veg, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, peppers, that type thing out there. But we've been around for – we've been farming now hydroponically for about 3.5 years, and it's just a continual process. We have – since we started the farm several years ago, we have since switched. We are now a nonprofit farm where we hire those with job insecurities and to help on the farm. And then our mission simply is we want people to have a good job and to have good food. So all the food that we make, we turn around and give it back into the community, different food banks, local churches, that type thing.
So because you can grow year-round, 365, hydroponically. I know not all plants can be grown hydroponically, so what can you grow hydroponically, and what kind of a market do you have for that?
Yeah, so our primary produce is lettuce, greens, and herbs. So we grow about 6 different varieties of lettuce throughout the year, and we do a lot of greens such as bok choy and Swiss chard. And then we do herbs such as we do a lot of oregano, a lot of basil, cilantro, that type of thing in the towers. Our primarily outlets have been farmers markets. You can find us down at the Lafayette Farmers Market, the West Lafayette Farmers Markets during the summer. And we also do restaurants, and that is, again, primarily in Lafayette at the Ripple & Company downtown. So that's a primary of our major outlets. We also do farm pickup. You can always pick up at the farm and grab food that way if you're local.
Tell us a little bit about how the hydroponics works.
So hydroponics, I think, is I don't know, my favorite way of growing. it's really fast and quick. It's basically everything's in the water. So we have big tanks that hold our nutrients. So actually, let me back up. First, the most important thing of hydroponics is your water. So we clean and clear our water. We run it through our systems, which basically take out all their nutrients from our well and bring it down to zero. And then we add in the nutrients that the plants need to grow. And then we store those in tanks. And then the pumps basically pump continuously to the roots of the plants, and they use the nutrients out of that water to grow. And then it's just a continual cycle. It gets pumped back into a tank, and then the pump pumps it back through the system, and the plants are able to grow. It's a lot faster growing. Growing hydroponically, the roots getting the extra oxygen are able to grow a lot faster, at least a third, if not two-thirds faster, sometimes in the summer. So we can typically get ahead of lettuce from seed to harvest in about 4 weeks. Which is about 30-40 days faster than ground grown.
run through us with us again about how you start with seeds, how many seeds, how you get everything started.
Sure. So we do once a week. I plant on a Sunday, and I plant maybe we do close to 800 plants a week of lettuce a week. And we grow what's called rock wool, which is a type of medium for hydroponics, and it is a melted down lava rock, man-made, and they have holes in it, and we put one seed per hole in that, and that basically from there we it goes into our germination chamber with lights and heat, and we have the heat set about 80 degrees, and it's in our germination table for about a week, and then from there we transfer them to a flood table, which is a fancy table that floods four times a day. So it's just a way of watering the plants using our hydroponic nutrient solution, and it gets the roots wet, and again it floods for about 15 minutes four times a day. That way, and then it stays there until the roots are long enough, and they basically the roots have grown, and the plant has grown enough to push the roots through those rock wool cubes. And then from there, we transfer them to our big systems. We currently have two different types of hydro systems in the greenhouse. We have a tower system, which we grow vertically. Our towers are a little over 9 foot tall, and each tower system holds 44 plants. And then we also have a NFT system, which are nutrient film technique systems. And essentially, these look like long house gutters on a big table, long table there with ports where we can plug in the plants. And we've got another 700 some odd ports there.
Yeah, that's something that if anybody's ever planted lettuce, to separate out 800 seeds and plant one per rock wool set.
It is highly intensive.
That's a lot of labor, a labor of love. But so, Evan, tell us, how did you land on growing produce hydroponically? How did that decision come about?
It was primarily a friend of ours. She was introduced to the particular tower systems that we now own and started with. And we, many years ago, when I was looking for attending college, I actually attended Purdue, started in the ag department, loved it, but sort of learned that it was difficult to branch into agriculture if you don't come from an ag family. Our family didn't own any land. So I, long story short, moved colleges and got a different degree. And then we were living overseas for a number of years, moved back into the country. And we bought the farm, the land that we have, and this friend said, "Hey, why don't you think about this? Things have changed in farming since I looked at it 20 years ago." And so we did, and it caught my interest. I love the science behind it. I always have, and so we went that direction. After some research, we decided to go full in and bought the towers. And I started my learning approach that way. I come from a background where I didn't know anything about it, and I jumped in with 2 feet.
Woo!
And we learned on the way. Bumps in the road, but we're making it, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
Sometimes immersion is the easiest, it's not the easiest way to learn, but it's the best way to learn.
I agree.
I know you guys grow amazing produce, and you've been able to market it very well and increase that market. But you also have something that is called WNFC12. And I want, if you don't mind, would you expand on that and tell our listeners what that is?
Sure. So WNFC12 is our, it's our health and wellness program that we run here at the farm. And it basically, we saw a need in Indiana and surrounding communities that there are no large wellness programs that do the whole complete package. So what our program does, it's a 12-week package that you can sign up, and you will get a 12-week delivery from us. straight to your business, or if you're an individual, to your door. And so you get fresh produce from us, grown from us. And you also get a personal nutrition coach who has a 12-week course online to walk you through what healthy eating lives, what good nutrition looks like, you know, proper hydration techniques, all that good stuff. And then you also have a fitness coach as part of this package too. So you get 12 weeks of personal fitness instruction, again, using an app through that and his coaching, and you get email access to him. And then also 2 weeks, if you want to join us, we'll do group instruction, group fitness instruction as well. So it's a way of, not only getting a small portion of that fitness, like a lot of businesses give, we try to give the whole package. And then the difference being, of course, is our food. You're getting this nice fresh food grown by us every week delivered to you.
I noticed, too, you have another program that's called Highland Heights Foundation. And why don't you tell us a lot about that?
Yeah, so we are at the beginning stages of the foundation. We are up and running. But we are a charity. We saw over the last few years that we've been growing, one of our favorite parts that we have been able to do is give away our food. So at the end of market, once we have harvested all of our greens and veg, I can't put it back in the system. So we give it away to usually the food banks that come collect after market. So last several years, we've given away thousands of meals a year and away, and that was for us one of the best parts of it. So we thought, well, why can't we, you know, expand upon that? So we formed the charity, my wife also has experience with working with those in job insecurities within the state. So we thought we always need help on the farm. Farming is a non-ending process. So we thought we'd sort of meld the two. So we want to provide good employment to those who are needed by working on the farm. And in turn, a majority of the produce that we are growing, we want to give back into the community, to the food banks. So that's a big mission. We believe that people should have a good job, be secure in that job, and have good food and good access to food.
That's very admirable. Appreciate you sharing that with us, that your farm's willing to do that. That's great. I'll switch gears a little bit back into the production side of it. You shared with us some interesting ways that you manage pests in that greenhouse that most people don't think about it. It's very cutting edge, and so share with us some ways that you handle some issues in the greenhouse with pests.
Yeah, so the wonderful pests that we get to deal with are little green peach aphids, everyone's friend. They basically will suck out the nutrients from your leaves, and eventually the plant will die if you don't deal with them. We try very hard at the farm not to spray any sort of chemical. That's one thing we've tried from the outset to do, if at all possible. We do occasionally do it. If we do spray, we use some sort of organic spray. But to help manage the bugs, we use ladybugs. That's one of our big implements. So a couple times a year, we'll release about 30,000 ladybugs all over the greenhouse. So if you do happen to get produce from us, you may see one of these little red guys. Please let him outside. He's one of our helpers. But they essentially, we eat aphids, and I will apologize, get the numbers wrong, but it is something like they'll eat 100 to 200 aphids a day. I mean, they will just completely eat all these little guys for us, which is great. So a couple times a year, we'll implement them into the greenhouse. They're flying all over the place. But what will happen is part of the management is we want them to live. So they will completely clean out our crop full of aphids within a couple days. But then if we didn't provide a food source for them, they would die. So we hang a couple ferns in our greenhouse, and we introduce a different type of aphid that doesn't eat our lettuce into the ferns, essentially providing food for our ladybugs. So when they've sort of eaten our through the crop, we introduce the ferns. They'll gorge on the ferns until the numbers are back up into the lettuce, and then it's just sort of back and forth. So we want to keep our friends alive. So we feed them when we can on the ferns, and then they eat back in the crop. So that takes care of us.
Okay, so did to initially start this because of the number of ladybugs? How did you get that many ladybugs at one time?
So we order them. They come in. they come in actually quite surprisingly, a very small can. And they are chilled. I don't believe they're frozen, but they're kept chilled right around about 41 degrees, if I remember right.
Keeps them kind of sleepy.
Keeps them dormant. So when we receive them in the mail, we mail order them. We receive them in a mail. There are about three big bio companies that do ship these out in the state. So we get from one of them. Ship them out of containers. We get them. They're still a little bit sleepy, so we held them in the containers. We warm them up, and then we release them. We try to do it somewhat manually, as you can imagine. It's a lot of ladybugs, and they're just sort of flying all over the place. But we just sort of handfuls and sprinkle them all over the areas where we're planting to get them a head start. Now, if it's still chilly, so actually we're about to introduce our new lot of ladybugs after the winter. They don't fly much when it's under 55 degrees, and we keep our greenhouse at 50 during the winter. So they will sort of walk. They'll still live, but they walk around. They're a little less flying. So that's where it's a little easier to manage. We literally just take handfuls and sprinkle them around.
And then, yeah. I bet those little burgers are hungry when they come out of that can the first time after being mail ordered.
They absolutely are.
So there's something to eat.
So, you said you what other types of aphids then is it that you introduce into your greenhouse? The little stinking pea ones, those things are, they are a hazard.
The peach aphids are awful, and those are the green ones. And I'm terrible with names, I'll admit, but they're a little brown aphid.
Okay.
And they don't mess with our lettuce. They like a different crop. So it melds really well. We can still feed the ladybugs. They're non-discriminatory, but it doesn't harm our
right.
lettuce. So.
Right. That's an amazing type of pest control. I've never even thought about anything like that because I know it's hard to try and find something that's even in an organic spray. It's hard to find anything that's safe for everything.
It is, and it's difficult. It's a difficult challenge. I mean, we utilize it slightly from IPM, but even from our propagation standpoint, pollination, we utilize honeybees and have hives to pollinate all of our different plants that we're growing outside. So they're located right next to it. Same principle, though. We're just trying to use what nature gave us to do our job. So
this is why I wanted to have Evan come in again, because he's very regenerative and long-standing with his decisions. You know, it's not a yearly thing. It's long-standing, and he's thinking outside the box. And if you guys are interested, I'm intrigued by all of this. We have a whole episode of All Things Ag. Evan was willing to come and to share this with us, and we tour his greenhouse, and he shows us the whole system of treating water start to finish. So, you know, jump on to Hoosier Land TV and watch that, because there's much more detail than what we can go into today in our 25 minutes. But it's so intriguing and so holistic and regenerative the way he operates. So you want to give us how people can get a hold of you, Evan, to reach out?
Yeah, sure. The easiest way is through our website. It is at highlandheightsfarm.com. Alternatively, you can go to highlandheightsfoundation.org for the foundation side of things. And you can always reach out to me, too. My number is 765-237-2112. We're always around to help. You can always stop by the farm and see us. We're open on Mondays and Fridays from noon to 7. Otherwise, get a hold of me, and you can set up a time to come visit.
So can they? So you switched gears to a nonprofit. Can they still come and buy produce?
They can still. You can still come buy produce, and just know that what you're buying is going straight to the foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Is there anything else we need to add, Melissa?
I can't remember. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
We do. We're on Facebook, and you can find us at Highland Heights Farm.
That's it.
All right, so we ready to take a break then? And
yeah.
All right, so I just want to say again, thank you, Evan, for coming out today and being part of our program.
Thank you for being part of All Things Ag, because that was incredible. You know, like I said, I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there in person, but I have watched it a couple of times, and I'm still so fascinated I keep going back to watch it, because that it's amazing to me what you're doing.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I know so many people that don't know that that even exists on the south side of the county. So we want to keep promoting and educate people on that. So with that, I think we're going to take a break. Up next, we've got our roundtable discussion on safety. We've got three experts from academia, professional, commercial, whatever, going to discuss farm safety. So stay tuned. We'll be back here on 96.9 WILO and HoosierLandTV.com.